Good morning, my dear friends, and welcome to morning prayer on this second day of Lent. And we welcome you to this table of love, and we welcome our beloved Sister Miriam, who's joined us from New Zealand, and we give thanks to God for her presence here with us today. So we light this light in thanksgiving to our Father, Mother, God, for the gift of life. We give thanks to the risen cosmic Christ, who loves life. We give thanks to the Spirit of God, who is the fire of life. We give thanks to God for Gaia, Mother Earth, who nurtures the divine in all life. And we give thanks to God for all faiths and none, for they are the children of the same loving God, albeit known by a different name. And we give thanks to God for the brothers and sisters of the Teo community of Interfaith Franciscans, for setting up this amazing channel, Franciscan Soulmates for Peace, where we can link up with our brothers and sisters, members of our cyber community as monastics in training. Welcome to this table of love. And as we begin with the beautiful prologue of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother, God, the earthly Mother and all the great Masters, and reverence to the holy, pure and saving teaching, reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Thursday morning we commune with the Angel of Water, saying, Angel of Water, enter my blood and give the water of life to my whole body. As you say this, you contemplate the waters of earth in rain, rivers, lakes, seas, or anywhere. And the currents of the Angel of Water are left intensifying and directing the circulation of the blood. Let us reflect for a moment. Let us come back to our heart. For the heart is the gateway to our soul, and the soul is the gateway to our God. And it is in the silence and the stillness that we hear the voice of the beloved. But sadly, though we live in a beautiful world, society is becoming more and more despiritualized, and where many are living in fear through having difficulty in connecting with their heart. So let us now come to our heart and therein embrace the I Am presence of God. And that still voice is a voice that will affirm what's already there, what you agreed to as part of your sacred contract, and where the cloud or the fog of unknowing is removed by the grace and the blessings of God. So reacclaim your divinity as a child of God. Take back your power from your fear, your indiscretions, your procrastinations, and allow your heart sing the praises of the Supreme. And we begin with our prayers from the Celtic prayer book of Iona, situated off the west coast of Scotland. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the furthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. Our opening prayer is one of thanksgiving, not petition. O loving cosmic Christ, who died upon the tree of life, each day and each night I remember your love. In my lying down and in my rising up, in life and in death, you are my health, you are my peace. Each day and each night I remember your forgiveness bestowed on me so gently and generously. Each day and each night may I be fuller in love with you. Let us just reflect for a moment. Let us just come into that stillness. It is a sacred stillness. And we take the words of the beloved Barefoot Galilean to our heart, for he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am with you. What does that say to your heart? That the beloved, the cosmic Christ, is here with us this morning. Well, let us ask him, what is he trying to say to you, dear Miriam, Heather, Peter, and all who have not logged in, and all who may listen to this recording? What is the voice of the beloved saying to you? Be still. And I was guided earlier on at 5 this morning in my quiet time to read this and dedicate it for our beloved Sister Miriam in New Zealand, who has been really poorly. And it is a song of the soul, Psalm 42. As the deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. When shall I glimpse your presence again? My tears have become my food day and night. As people say to me, where is your God? I remember how I sang and danced with others in the great temple, how I led the festive crowds. I remember the joy and shouts of gladness. These things I remember now as I pour out my soul. Why are you cast down, my soul? And why are you troubled within me? Hope in God, for I shall again find strength. As the rising of the sun, God's love streams forth. In the darkness of the night, a song stirs within me. It is a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why is my heart so heavy? Hope in God, O my soul, for I shall again find strength, my help, and my God. Isn't that a beautiful psalm? Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul yearns for you, my God. And that is one of the joys that we experience the moment we surrender our heart to the beloved. And we do it in trust. And it's right, for it resonates with our higher self. For we are all monks and nuns, maybe not in the conventional sense as I was, a Catholic nursing monk, but we are already monks and nuns, for we were created by God out of love. And out of love, we serve God through love, be it as a single, married, divorced, separated person. We are each in service to love. So let us come in that commitment to love. Let us celebrate that love. I would like to read, if I may, a reflection. Be single-minded. In James 1 verse 8 we read, a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways. And the Bible says, he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man or woman think that they shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man or woman are unstable in all their ways. Peter Marshall, former chaplain to the US Senate, prayed, give us clear vision that we may know where to stand and what to stand for. A dream that isn't clear won't help you get anywhere. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to contribute? What do you want to become? In other words, what does success look like for you? If you don't define it, you won't be able to achieve it. Most people don't get what they want because they don't know what they want. They haven't defined their dream in clear and compelling detail. One author writes, the indispensable first step to getting the things you want out of life is this. Decide what you want. Instead of saying, I want to lose weight, say, I will weigh 13 stone by the 1st of June. Instead of saying, I want to get out of debt, say, I will pay off all credit card balances by the 31st of December. Instead of saying, I need to improve my leadership, say, I will read one leadership book every month. Being specific doesn't necessarily mean having every little detail thought out before you move forward. But your main goal should be clear. The rest will unfold as you move forward, making adjustments as you go. The question you need to answer is, am I single-minded? Is the cosmic Christ knocking on the door of your heart today to embrace peace, unity, love, justice? Is Gaia inviting you to become a partaker with Francis of Assisi, who is a spiritual ecologist? He's a spiritual eco-warrior who touches the hearts of men and women of different faiths, and though many are invited to come, only a few have the stamina, the commitment, the courage to say yes. It takes a person of real faith. It does. Because we live in this beautiful world with its many distractions, and many dramas surround us from friends and family, and it's so easy for negativity to seep away at our inner peace. So to be a monastic in the modern world is by far a joy than being in a conventional monastic community, because we're free to choose, free to embrace love. Let us embrace that love by coming to this table with a positive mindset, being clear in our mind, in our heart. What do we ask of the Father, Mother, God this day? Well, I ask for you in the name of Christ that you are given clarity, that you are given the gift of discernment, of being able to discern the inner voice of God from the voice of the ego and the mind. And I ask the cosmic Christ to touch you right now. I ask the cosmic Christ to touch every religious leader of all faiths and none, to bring them back to their heart, to walk the talk rather than talk the walk. I pray for every child of God, of all faiths and none, who are hurting in mind, body and spirit. I ask the cosmic Christ to empower the brothers and sisters of our community to continue to give of their life for peace, for unity, from their monastery without walls, and to celebrate that giving here on Livestream, where many more will come and share their gifts with us, and that together, with the help of Spirit and God, we will become a mighty force of love and confront evil, negativity head on. To all here, and to all in need, and to all whose names are listed in our March request list, I dedicate this prayer, the prayer to Christ the Healer. In the comfort of your love, I pour out to you, my Lord Cosmic Christ, the memories that haunt us, the anxieties that perplex us, the fears that stifle us, the sickness that prevails upon us, the frustrations of all the pain that weave about within us. Lord Christ, help us to see your peace in our turmoil, your compassion in our sorrow, your forgiveness in our weakness, and your love in our need. Touch us, O Lord Christ, with your healing power and strength, that we may be empowered to connect with our inner wounded child, that we call upon you, Lord Christ, that you will flood our mind and our body and our spirit with the pure, healing, selfless love of the Creator Spirit. Open the eyes of our spirit to see our inner beauty and reclaim that childlike innocence, so that we can see, reclaim, touch, heal, and restore our inner wounded child, releasing it to you and to the light of God. Empower us now to heal ourselves by taking back our power and control from those who have deceived us, who have wounded us. Infuse within our being with the angelic energies that we will be supported in our faith journey as pilgrims in search of spiritual wellness and wholeness. as your child, I send you my love and gratitude for walking with me every step of my life as one in service to God. Go in the peace of all that is. Namaste, Shalom, Inshallah Pax et Bonum, Om Shanti, Solo di Caritas, Salam Alaikum, and may the peace of your God Goddess enrich your heart. Find the dream that God has for you this day. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.